AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. If you've been flying Southwest Airlines this week or trying to, you've probably had some frustrations. 2,500 flights canceled Wednesday, 2,300 already scrubbed for Thursday. Rita Foley has more.
Southwest Airlines CEO says the storm fouled up what he calls the airline's highly complex network. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls this completely unacceptable and says his agency will look into why Southwest Airlines has so many cancellations and whether the airline is meeting its legal obligations to stranded customers.
What this indicates is a system failure, and they need to make sure that these stranded passengers get to where they need to go and that they're provided adequate compensation.
Buttigieg spoke to ABC News Good Morning America. In Buffalo, the National Guard has been going house to house in neighborhoods that lost power. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
We are fearful that there are individuals who may have perished living alone or two people who are not doing well in an establishment, especially those that still don't have power.
Out west, one winter storm is leaving California, another lined up to enter. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
So over the whole next week, we do anticipate a pretty wet pattern with a lot of heavy rain at lower elevations and heavy snows throughout the Sierra.
Another long prison term handed down in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
A co-leader of the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 19 years in prison. Prosecutors had sought a life sentence for Barry Croft, who was the fourth and final federal defendant in the case.
In New York, the Nassau County District Attorney's Office has launched an investigation of Congressman-elect George Santos. The Republican has acknowledged lying about his heritage, education, and professional life during his campaign. This is AP News. The city of San Francisco is being sued for allegedly forcing homeless people to move and discard their belongings.
Victoria Solomon says San Francisco police rousted her awake early one morning.
I've definitely been told that if I was to come back here or whatever, that they would arrest me.
Dylan Miner was told to clear out.
Yeah, they're definitely kicking us over down.
Zal Schroff with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights says it's cruel and unusual treatment.
If someone has nowhere to go in a city that they're a long-term resident of because they've been priced out of their neighborhoods, you cannot police them out of sight just because you don't want to see them.
Attorneys for San Francisco deny workers illegally force people to move, but merchant Ryan Motzek says it's bad for business.
I don't want to say that someone without a home is a nuisance, but I will say that, having an encampment, it's often it does scare people away.
A judge temporarily banned San Francisco from clearing homeless encampments. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.